Well, 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 if it isn't you people once again. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my Crunchy Podcast with me, your host, the icon, the legend, the very lactose intolerant beaner. That is your host. My name is Eddie. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing great going into Christmas time. Maybe boot up. I don't know. I know how the hell I'm going into Christmas time. I'm going into it very single. It's funny that I mentioned the whole boot up, boot down, or boot up thing, or boot down. Is there a difference between being boot up and boot down? I feel like there is, and I don't know if there's that much of a difference. I just think it's the intention behind it. So the reason I'm saying that boot up is okay. So let's break it down, because if I don't slow down, I'm gonna fart. Boot up, I think, means when you actually have, like, a lover or love interest, you know, when it's, you know, shit like that. Boot down, in my opinion, I think is when you have something that's more, like, for fun. I hate to say it, but, like, almost like a situationship, but maybe with a little more romance to it. You know what I mean? It's like you guys are, like, 4 or 5 months deep into the talking stage where, like, it's like, fuck, y'all been talking for 4 or 5 months. Like, why aren't you, like, together, right? But for whatever reason, y'all aren't together, right? I mean, it could also be something really short. You know, you're just kind of booed down for the holidays, right? Just something fun. Just something, you know, a little rent little make-a-wish, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. And, yeah, I think for me, that's kind of what boot down is. You know, someone from, like, October to January 2nd, that, you know, that whole vibe. Being booed up is I would say something a little more serious, something with more depth, with more of a connection. But in reality, let's be real. I feel like no matter how big or small the connection is, people are always going to catch feelings. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that's just me, because I'm 30 and I feel like as soon as I start having interest in somebody, or somebody starts having interest in me, and we're, like, mutually interested, I start, like, romanticizing the situation. And I know that I've heard, like, the good things and bad things about that. I've heard it all. But I feel like, why not? Fuck it. Like, why is it so bad to imagine yourself long term with somebody? And if it's short term, then it's short term. Whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think I wanted to be booed down for the holidays. And, bitch, we're about to hit Christmas. Like, next week is already New Year's. You know what I mean? Not literally, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like Mardi Gras literally around the corner. Like, why do I already have stuff planned for January, a trip in February, a possible trip in March, and my birthday next year? It's like time flies, and next thing you know, boom, 9/11. Am I right, ladies? So, yeah. So, do you guys think there's a difference between being booed up and booed down? And if y'all do, let me know what you guys think the difference is. We might be getting it backwards. I don't know. I completely made this whole thing up. I think I was drunk one day with my friend Matt, and I just made the whole thing up. I don't know. And if you don't think there's a difference, and it's literally just the difference is the two words at the end, then let me be. But since we're on the subject about lovers and possible lovers, and, you know, this whole thing, I want to talk to you guys. Like, so, okay, so now I have some tea. All right. Which I'm the kind of person that always underestimates my tea specifically, because I'm like, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But then somebody else hears it and it's like, what do you mean it's not that big of a deal? You went to prison for 10 years, you know? So, okay, so there was this guy. There was this person, this gentleman, this fella, right? He hit me up like 4 years ago, but at the time, I thought he was like a little ugly. Oh, see, that's karma right there. And like now, 4 years later, they kind of matured into, I think they're about to turn 20. Or I think they're about to turn 29. So they kind of matured into their cuteness. They matured into their like adult, like what they'll look like for the next maybe 15 years, right? Before maybe 15, 20, 25 years before like the old age era hits us, right? And which really makes me wonder, like, if dating like in your late 20s is actually the move. Because I had my very first boyfriend, I would say. I've only had two, but my first boyfriend, he was like 4 or 5 years younger than me when we dated 3 years ago. And he was in his early 20s. I was in my mid 20s. And I was like, sometimes I would think about it and I'm like, once you hit your peak in your late to mid 20s, you're going to be so fucking handsome. Not that he wasn't handsome at the time, of course it was, but there's still like that young 20-year-old look to them, to them as if they were fucking, you know, reindeers. No, like, I think to all of us, right? I mean, if you look back at pictures of you in your early 20s, bitch, you look like a child. You're right? I mean, so when I would, I would think back at it and I'm like, damn, like, I used to think about him like in that sense where like when you're in your mid to late 20s, you're going to hit and you're in your peak, you're going to look so handsome. And you mean like you're really, really going to grow into like the man that you're meant to be, right? Because right now you a bitch. Just kidding. So, and I thought about the same thing. I thought the exact same thing about somebody else that I was. So when I was like 20 or 21, I was messing around with somebody that was 19, right? And even though it's not that crazy of an age gap at the time, I was still like weird out about messing around with a 19-year-old, and even though they were fully an adult, but still, like, in the back of my head, I was like, damn, when you're like even in your like late early 20s, for sure your mid 20s, you're gonna be so goddamn beautiful in your peak era, right? And me, I just don't have the patience to wait that long. But this situation kind of presented itself now where, like, I'm 30 and the other guy that, you know, hit me up years ago, he's 29. And, like, back then, I was, like, not really physically attracted to you. Sorry. To me, looks do matter. Sorry. And I was like, all right, well, I guess let me hit you up now, you know, because obviously now I'm attracted. Right. And long story short, this man does not like me back anymore. So I shot my shot a couple times and it was a miss. So, but regardless of that, I just feel like everyone tends to get cute into their 30s. Right. Like late 20s into their 30s, like this. Late 20s, early 40s era. And I'm saying early to mid 40s because one of my really good friends, he is 45. He is 45, and I'm not saying he looks exactly like he looked like in his, you know, early 30s, but it's that, like, we hold on to that era of how we look like until I feel like we're like past our, you know, until the late 40s. I feel like, you know, once he's in his late 40s, he'll start evolving, right? You know, and I think we're all just little Pokemon, I guess, when it, you know, if you think about it, just evolving, evolving and evolving, you know? So, like, what do you guys think? Like, is this something that you guys have noticed too? Like, am I tripping, or do people actually just get cuter and more attractive into their 30s or just the late 20s? Like, their late 20s is like their peak era. 30s is like, you did that. And then, like, you know, I don't know. I'm not in my mid or late 30s, so I really can't speak on all that. But go ahead, old people, chime in. Like, is this a real thing? Right? All right. And y'all know those people that interview on TikTok and ask stupid questions for, like, the low IQ girlies? Well, it's now my turn. It is now my turn to ask the stupid questions. So, low IQ girlies, listen up. Random ass thought I had the other day, right? Because all these are so put together. If you steal fake money at a restaurant, if you work at a restaurant and you steal money, but the money turns out to be fake, do you get in trouble? I would say yes, only because it's the principle. Like, I can walk out with a blender, you know what I mean? And that's probably less valuable than, you know, $100. But if you steal fake money from your job, would you get in trouble? Let's say you're the cashier, right? Two thoughts. I feel like, one, you're going to get in trouble for not checking if that $100 bill was real to begin with. And two, I feel like you would get in trouble for the simple fact that it's the principle of stealing money or stealing things, even if it is fake. Like, now we can't trust you around the real money, right? Like, that's my, like, that like, so if I was, this is what I'm saying, like, these questions are so low IQ because I'm like, well, of course you'd get in trouble. It's the principle of it. But I know there's some bitch out there that would be like, no, I don't think so because it's not real money, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, it's not real money, but you still stealing, girl, right? But also, if it's fake money, therefore it's just like a toy technically, right? Is the consequence smaller? So, like, instead of getting fired for stealing real money, would you just get like a write-up for stealing fake money, right? Because, I mean, I guess stealing is stealing, right? And one thing about me, I'm going to always support stealing from big corporations. I'm not saying steal from your local fucking mom and pop shops. Steal from corporations. They can get that money back. It's so funny. I had a coworker that I used to work with. Me and my other coworker were having the conversation about, like, yeah, steal from big corporations, blah, 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 blah. You know, we were talking basically about inflation. All this bullshit. Like, you know, and he kind of overheard our conversation and started chiming in. Mind you, this man used to walk by my desk very slowly to try and make conversation with me. And his ass would get me almost every time. Because, like, one thing about me, I hate a slow walker. And I hate somebody who is very obviously wanting to get attention. So my anxiety gets triggered. And I'm forced to engage, which at that point I'm doing what they wanted me to do. But the reason I'm doing it is because it's so I won't be anxious to break that feeling, right? So anyways, I hate it here. Anyways, he chimed in on the conversation talking about, you know, he's like this, you know, I would say You know, he wouldn't be that. I would say 40s, late 40s. Because again, he's white, so white people age differently. They age at the rate that I eat, like very fucking fast. Anyways, he chimed in his two little cents about, you know, and it's very typical capitalism, like, well, you can't steal because then everything, the prices of everything goes up and it's charged back on us and blah, blah, blah. Like, oblivious to the fact that, you know, completely defending capitalism, basically, right? And me and my coworker kind of just, like, you know, shut our fat asses up because we're like, we don't want to argue with you. We don't want to, like, yeah. I feel like her and I are very, actually, that's the day I learned that her and I are very good at deflecting and knowing how to just go along with somebody's bullshit to kind of get them to go away. But he was one of those persistent people where, like, even though you're pushing back in that, like, okay, yeah, it's crazy, I know, right? He will keep coming up with a different fucking perspective on this conversation, a different narrative. And me, I love a narrative, honestly. Like, I am the kind of person, and I'll come back to this, but I'm the kind of person that loves to lie. I love to lie. My friends know I love to lie, but it's because I love to create a funny scenario, a funny something. Not everybody thinks it's funny, but I have a cackle. I have a laugh. So at the end of the day, it's about me. It's about, did I laugh today? Did I lie today? Right? Those are the three things that I ask myself before I go to bed. So I leave the house checking for my phone, keys, wallet, and I go to bed thinking, did I lie today? Did I scam? Did I fib? Right? And a lot of the times, those boxes are checked off. But no, so when I say I love a narrative, and I'll share something with you guys. Back in, like, I would say before COVID, because it's very vividly clear in my head what I was doing. You know, I kind of conditioned myself on the weekends to not sleep in so much and, you know, all that bullshit. I would get up on the weekends and it was still, like, you know, sunny and beautiful and not late, you know, outside. I would, you know, either go, you know, I would go to the gym, get a haircut. I would get some coffee. I would get some lunch. Like, it's a whole productive day, right? Up until, like, maybe 3 o'clock. And then after that, come home, relax, you know, around 7 o'clock, you know, hit up the fags and be like, hey, what's the move, right? Perfect. You know, I just got a fresh coat. Where are we going? So I had a whole productive day, you know, and I don't know at what point. Well, I know at what point the fucking pandemic happened right after that. I remember, like, the reason I bring it up is because, like, that level of discipline, that level of conditioning, I didn't mind it. I was never like, oh, let me get up and do this. I mean, I feel like maybe, you know, I'm just not a morning person, but I feel like because I trained myself to not want to be in bed, like, that it made me uncomfortable being in bed for so long after I woke up. And so it was very easy to just kind of get up and do whatever, you know, in whatever order it was, right? And during that period of my life, I felt so, like, accomplished in the sense that you could not tell me anything. You could not tell me I wasn't a supporting character in a 2002 sitcom. You know what I mean? It's like, I was Janice, you know, from Friends. By the way, RIP Matthew Perry. Damn. It hits home. It hits sad because, like, Chandler Bing is the person, is the character that I connected with the most. Like, I resonated with. Like, everybody's like, oh, you're more Chandler, you know, you're more Phoebe, or you're more Ross, or you're Joey. Like, for my generation that we grew up on Friends, I was Chandler. Like, that dry humor, that, like, the body language, like, just who Chandler Bing was, that is me. You know what I mean? And maybe that's why I like kissing all my friends. One of you hosts is my Monica. And now I'm real intrigued who it is. But that's a topic for a different day. No, like, I was so, like, conditioned back in 2018, 2019, that era, that of my life, that, like I said, it's like a whole narrative that I had. And then obviously the pandemic hit, like I said, and everything just kind of went to shit because obviously your whole routine is just thrown off. I think most people's routine was thrown off. I used to work at a building downtown where one of the people that live there, he told me, he's like, honestly, the pandemic didn't really change anything for me. I've been working from home since like 2001. I'm like, what? I didn't even know working from home was a thing in 2001. I mean, definitely not like fully working from home. Like, not, you don't even have that nowadays. You know, like, working from home is a much more common thing nowadays. And you still don't have like a full working from home permanent schedule, from what I hear from people, right? Like, I have one friend who does have that kind of schedule, and obviously, like, good for her, she loves it. Even nowadays, like, you don't hear about permanent work from home schedules. Like, some people still have to go into work like at least 3 times a week and, you know, work 2 from home, you know, that whole bullshit schedule. Long story short, what I was trying to get at is that basically I love a narrative. For me, that was my narrative. Like, I felt like that was my storyline, you know? Like, if you break it down in non-ADHD terms, bitch, you had a routine, you had it, you know, you conditioned yourself, it was discipline, blah 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 blah, right? But that's not how my brain works. My brain doesn't operate on that terminology. My brain operates on the, no, that was my storyline, you know what I mean? Like, these are my peaks and valleys, you know what I mean? This is my plot twist, this is my plot, this is blah blah blah. Like, my brain very much operates like the director's cut of Jigsaw. You know what I mean? So yeah, I love a narrative. I love a good show. I feel like my life is a show, because it's definitely not interesting enough, but to me it's like the 1-2 step of it all, right? Like nobody else is living your life but you. Nobody else is reading these lines but you. Nobody else is following this script but you. So to me, it's like, well, damn. Why not, you know, add a little razzle-dazzle, make it a little fun, and, you know, be fucking Delulu in your head. And I don't want to hear no talking about this is a trauma response, or, you know, babe, you have autism. Like, I know there's something, I mean, I know it's like ADHD, but, and I don't want to go any surface. I don't want to fucking go into an iceberg. Okay. I don't want to know how much deeper this iceberg gets. I'm good. Let's keep it surface level autism. Anything other than that, girl, I'm scared. So, because we all know that if I treat this ADHD, this podcast is going down fucking hill. Just like the Titanic when it hit that iceberg. Here you go. Full circle. Ain't that crazy? Well, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Speaking of low IQ. Alrighty. Well, before we go, I do want to talk about something real quick. Because I was listening to this podcast the other day at work, and which, by the way, I had completely forgot about this podcast. It's called Spooked. Not sure if y'all listen to it. It's like, you know, people, you know, tell their stories and shit, and some of them are good, you know, some of them are, you know, but the one that I was listening to really, really kept me, oh my God, it was good. Like, it really, really kept me on my toes. And I'm glad that I wasn't doing something too busy, because, like, I was paying attention to it. But it just kind of caught me. It made me think about, she said something crazy, right? I feel like I've heard this so many times, but I've never connected the dots on the train of thought that that people have on this, and that this lady that was telling the story, the train of thought that she was, you know, thinking with. So, have you guys ever heard about when people see ghosts with their own two eyes, right? And before they believe what they just saw with their own two human working eyes, they're like, oh no, I must be imagining. What? So you'll believe that you're schizophrenic before you believe your own eyes? Like, I've heard that train of thought so much where people are like, oh my, I must be imagining. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night, I thought I saw something. No, I must have been hallucinating, or I must have been sleepwalking. I must have been this. I'm like, girl, you understand that you're saying that the probability of you being schizophrenic or hallucinating is higher than what the fuck you just saw right before your eyes. Like, how do you not believe yourself? Like, you're trying to gaslight yourself into not believing it instead of just fully taking it in and being like, well, instead of saying I have a healthy brain and I have healthy habits, you're like, no, I must be schizophrenic. Like, I must be seeing and hearing shit. That just hit me when I was listening to this podcast. I'm like, why wouldn't you believe what you just saw, right? Like, I've seen some shit that I feel like I should question, but no, like, it really did just happen. I just wanted to bring that up because to me, that's crazy. The fact that some people will, and I guess it's a coping mechanism, right? Trying to lie to yourself about it. Because if you try to convince yourself out of it, then it didn't happen. But the thing is, like, girl, you know you're not crazy. You know you're not schizophrenic. Like, you know that you just saw it. Like, just be scared. Be scared, girl. It's fine. Like, it's not like this ghost is going to be like, oh my gosh, you know, she gaslit herself. I gotta go. You know, like, that's not how that works, bitch. You're about to get even more haunted. And also, I mean, they say, you know, don't acknowledge it or, you know, ignore it, blah, blah, blah. Well, that kind of only works to a certain extent. Like, I feel like if you truly do have a ghost or something, you know, haunting your house or whatever, you most likely have to do something besides gaslighting yourself. Bitch, call a priest. You know what I mean? Like, call for help. So I just had to bring that up. I had to bring that up because that was driving me crazy. That I'm like, what do you mean you're choosing to not be in full control of the situation? You stupid fucking cunt. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh my God. All right. In that same podcast, in the same episode, it was so interesting because they were being haunted on their farm by this ghost that, like, basically, long story short, by the way it was told, the ghost kind of caused her husband to die, right? The lady's husband to die through, like, basically, either he just never woke up or, like, he just dropped dead. One of those two. And I was like, damn, how cunty would it be to just drop dead? You know? I mean, and that was the very first time that I've ever thought about death as, like, cunty. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't believe in the whole, like, you shouldn't be scared of death because, you know, everybody dies and we should all accept it. Fuck that shit. I know that while I don't want to live forever, I do want to live a long, prosperous, happy, or, you know, whatever life. Well, not whatever, but a happy life, right? I'm not going to fucking sit here and be like, you know, well, if I'm miserable, then I'm miserable, right? No, fuck that. So my thing is, I don't ever recall thinking about death in that way where it's like, well, how cunty would it be to just drop dead? Or there's something claustrophobic to me about going to sleep and not waking up. Because dying in your sleep and let's say the last thing you did was clip your toenails or something so meaningless, like, that would irritate the fuck out of me. I mean, I'd be dead. And if, you know, and if you do have a conscience after you're dead as a ghost, I would be pissed off as hell in the afterlife. Talking about, motherfucker, I could have, you know, I didn't accept my fucking time card at work. So now how am I going to get paid? You know what I mean? So, that kind of thing. But, yeah, I've never thought about death in such a cunty way. I mean, I'm not saying I want to die anytime soon. I'm just like, damn, did I just accept death? That's weird. So, yeah. If you guys want to go listen to that episode, it's on Spooked. Honestly, I forgot what the name of that episode was. I was going to go back and... Well, let me... Actually, fuck it. It was called Lady Grimm. Yes. Lady Grimm, because I remember... Okay, so if you guys go to Snap Judgment Presents Spooked, the episode is called Lady Grimm. From October 20th. It's like 32 minutes long. Pro tip, skip the first 5 minutes. It's nothing but fucking blabber about nothing. And that's the name of the episode. If you just want to go listen to it. But I remember, like, it makes sense that it's called Lady Grimm, because in the story she was telling, I remember her talking about how the shadow that they saw looked like a female Grim Reaper. Which, by the way, I didn't know the Grim Reaper was a sister. So, or had a sister. I really don't know. Don't want to find out anytime soon. So, yeah. Just wanted to bring that up. Random little thought that I had, right? Well, guys, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much to listening to another episode of My Crunchy Podcast. And I cannot stress this enough. Please, guys, if you listen to this episode, please, please, please make sure that you guys are sharing it on wherever you have. I don't care, wherever other people can see it, because we are trying to grow physically and podcastically, right? And the only way we can do that is if you guys share this fucking podcast. I can't do all the fucking work myself, right? So please help me out. Share this podcast. You know, just share your story. You know, I'm not asking for a whole fucking square on your grid. Just asking for, you know, 24 hours of free promotion, free marketing on your story. So please, please, please share this podcast. Share it all around. You don't even gotta tag me. You don't even have to tag me. I will know. My ears will ring. My pussy will not do anything because I don't have a pussy. But if I did have a pussy, it'd be over for half of y'all. Because the other half, I still couldn't compete. You know what I mean? Even if I had a sex change, I still couldn't compete. My bad. So that is all, guys. Thank you so much. I will see you guys next time on the pod. Have a good week, guys. Bye.